There used to be a church in town that advertised itself as the home of practical Christianity. That always left me scratching my head, quite a bit baffled, because unfortunately, real Christianity is not very practical. It's not supposed to be. And today is the reason why. Most people tend to discount the real pain and agony associated with the crucifixion. We want to look past the cross to the glory of the resurrection. But we must embrace the cross first. All four Gospels recount how the Roman soldiers flogged Jesus, their whips attached with broken shards of pottery and nails to inflict the maximum amount of pain. The weight of the cross was too heavy for one person to carry alone. And the pain of the nails driving through the hands and the feet must have been excruciating. And then there was hanging on the cross for at least 3 hours, not being able to breathe. But just as 2,000 years ago, violence is still happening in the very place where Jesus died to bring us peace and reconciliation. 150 persons were injured just today in clashes at the Western Wall in Jerusalem. And that's not the only place. We look at China, or Myanmar, or Ukraine, and find similar amounts of suffering. I'd like to share with you a story that I've shared before. Madeleine Albright, the former Secretary of State, died about 3 weeks ago on March 23rd. And I always liked her in her role as Secretary of State. And so I went back and reread a book that she wrote back in 2006 called The Mighty and the Almighty, about how religion can influence politics and about the power of faith. And this is what she writes. Bob Seipel, who served in the State Department, tells a story about overcoming hate. It concerns Mary, a young Lebanese woman he encountered while working as the head of World Vision, a Christian relief and development agency. In the 1980s, Lebanon had been the scene of a destructive and multi-sided civil war. Mary lived in a mostly Christian village, and when a Muslim militia invaded it, everyone fled. Mary tripped, plunging face first to the ground. As she scrambled to her knees, a young man of no more than 20 pressed the barrel of a pistol into the side of her head and demanded, "Renounce the cross or die." Mary did not flinch. "I was born a Christian," she said. "I will die a Christian." The pistol fired, propelling a bullet through Mary's neck and spine. Remorselessly, the militiaman carved a cross on her chest with his bayonet, then left her to die. The following day, the militia returned and prepared to occupy the village. As they carted off the dead, a few of them came across Mary, still alive, but unable to move. She was paralyzed. Instead of finishing her off, the militiamen improvised a stretcher out of wood and cloth and took her to a hospital. Seipel continues, "And I'm talking to Mary, sitting across from her, and I said, 'Mary, this makes absolutely no sense. These are people who tried to kill you. Why in the world would they take you to the hospital the next day?' She says, 'You know, sometimes bad people are taught to do good things.' And I said, 'Mary, how do you feel about the person who pulled the trigger?' here you are, an Arab woman in a land twice occupied at that time, the Israelis in the south, the Syrians every place else, strapped to a wheelchair, held hostage by your own body, a ward of the state for the rest of your life. How do you feel about the guy who pulled the trigger? She said, I have forgiven him. Mary, how in the world could you forgive him? Well, I forgave him because my God forgave me. It's as simple as that. In Seipel's view, there are two lessons in this story. The first is that there are people who are willing to die for their faith. This was true thousands of years ago and is no less true today. The second lesson is that religion at its best teaches forgiveness and reconciliation, not only when those acts are relatively easy, but also when they are almost unbelievably difficult. Practical Christianity? No way. And that's why we, as Christians, are here to proclaim today. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.